Good evening. This is Pennsylvania State Senator Mario Scavello of the 40th Senate District of Monroe and Northampton Counties. Welcome to the special Teletown Hall tonight as we discuss a number of state issues of concern to you. Tonight, I want to specifically discuss school property tax elimination, the status of my school property tax legislation, and other proposals being considered. I welcome your questions on any and all topics. If you would like to ask a question during our discussion, simply press *3 on your touchtone keypad at any time during this call. For those of you streaming this call via the web, type your question into the question box at the bottom of your screen. We are hosting this town hall meeting via telephone and audio stream because we want to give you the opportunity to have your opinions heard. This type of meeting allows you to listen in, offer your opinions, and even ask questions from the comfort of your own home. We welcome your comments and feedback. Tonight's town hall will last about 1 hour. Throughout the call, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. My staff will record your information, and you will be automatically placed in our queue. Due to the volume of questions received tonight, we may not be able to answer all of your questions on this call. However, after tonight's call, if your question has not been answered, please stay on the line to leave a message, and either I or my office will follow up with you regarding any unanswered question. I also would encourage each of you to visit my website at www.senatorscavello.com to subscribe to my weekly newsletter. This is a primary way I make sure each of you receive the most up-to-date information regarding what is going on in Harrisburg. You can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I want to begin tonight by discussing the single most important issue of my constituents, school property tax elimination. Throughout my service as state representative and senator, I've introduced or co-sponsored school property tax elimination reduction proposals going back 15 years, from plans that would have reduced school property taxes by 50% to current proposal like Senate Bill 76 that proposes full elimination on all properties. Following the overwhelming 2017 public ballot vote in favor of expanding the Commonwealth's Homestead Exclusion Program, I introduced a bill that would eliminate school property taxes on all owner-occupied homes. In addition, a school property tax relief measures have faced resistance. I have also begun work on a proposal to provide relief specifically to seniors. My pro-reform colleagues and I have said, until we're blue in the face, our seniors have not had children in schools for decades, and they're being forced to make critical decisions between such expenses as food and medication versus paying their property taxes. Despite years of paying their taxes faithfully, they never truly owned their home. For years now, I've also been supporting and pushing for school property tax elimination legislation in both the Pennsylvania House and the Senate. This legislation has been termed the Property Tax Independence Act and is known as House Bill 76 and Senate Bill 76, respectively. Senate Bill 76 proposes full elimination of school property taxes on all residential and commercial properties by increasing the state personal income tax and both increasing and expanding the state sales tax to 7%. The revenue need to offset school property tax on all properties is over $12 billion. I voted numerous times to pass Senate Bill 76 to shift education funding onto the personal income tax and sales tax. The last vote on Senate Bill 76 ended in a tie and failed with the Lieutenant Governor breaking the tie and voting against the bill. This was frustrating since 28 senators were listed as co-sponsors. Since that vote, and because of that vote was so close, opponents of Senate Bill 76 have applied much greater pressure to supporters of the bill and have successfully convinced a number of legislators to remove their name from the bill. Other supporters have either retired or lost re-election, As of today, we still do not have the minimum numbers of sponsors needed to pass the bill out of the Senate. I want to make one thing very clear. School property tax reform is not a Republican or a Democratic issue. It is a regional one. No matter what approach we take, one fact remains to pass any proposal, you need the support of 26 senators and 102 representatives and a governor willing to sign a bill. Not a day goes by in Harrisburg that I am not working to generate more support for school property tax elimination. But it remains a fact that there are many regions of the state where school property taxes are not perceived as an issue. Since much of our state's representation comes from the Philadelphia, Allegheny, Lackawanna, Luzerne areas, all of whom receive substantial funding from the state already, it is not as simple as forcing other legislators to support elimination. Several senators I have spoken with, for example, claim that they do not hear about school property tax an issue from their constituents. And in areas where school property taxes are not as high as our region, there is a greater opposition to paying additional sales and income tax. In light of the delays with Senate Bill 76, I have introduced legislation that will eliminate school property taxes on all owner-occupied homes throughout the Commonwealth. This is done in a similar fashion to 76, through an increase in the personal income tax and sales tax. Because this does not include commercial properties, the increase is much less. The homeowners are the ones feeling the most pain, seniors on fixed incomes, young families, and others. I do not want to wait another 2 or 4 years or even longer of not passing a proposal while residents in my district have to choose between food, medication, or paying their school property taxes. Let me be clear. Even if one senior or family loses their home to school taxes, that's one too many. And I am hopeful that the governor works with the legislature to pass a proposal that provides real reform and actual relief, not just more dollars to the areas that already have them. I've been told conversations between Senate and House leadership are being held this summer to develop consensus on a reform proposal that would pass both chambers with the governor's support. I will also take part in the Senate policy hearing in August to discuss ways to move these school property tax proposals forward. Politics is really an all or nothing game. And when it comes to school property taxes, I would rather a bite at the apple and no apple at all. Otherwise, we may find ourselves no closer to reform having the same conversation another 15 years. Again, no matter what approach we take, one fact remains, to pass any proposal, you need the support of 26 senators, 102 representatives, and a governor willing to sign any bill. Now I would like to hear your thoughts about issues affecting you and your neighbors. So let's go to our first caller. Mark, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Scavello, I am.
Yes. Hi, Mark.
I appreciate you taking my call, sir. You are always congenial and a gentleman whenever I had met you, but I do have issues with the not only the school property tax, but also an issue with the new assessment. I understand that it's not your office or anyone connected with you that's doing this. I understand that certain people have not paid the proper tax for many years, but still, this is a grave concern. I spoke to a lady in your office who stated to me that if you feel that your house is worth or you can sell your house for the assessment value, then I advise not to put in a discrepancy or to try to fight it, because they can in return what they can do is assess it even higher. The issue here is that we don't know what the percentage or mill rate is going to be.
Exactly.
There are people that can actually pay three or fourfold, and on top of that, not having the school property tax relief, and then having to be hit with a higher tax, we're possibly a ghost town. left.
I know exactly what I agree with most of what you're saying. The only issue that I'm going to tell you is that without the millage, we really don't know. The last time there was a reassessment, remember it's a 0.25% that they used instead of the full 100% assessment. So if you, and just for the listeners out there, whatever your assessment was prior to the reassessment, you multiply that by 4, and you would then get your full assessment because that's what you're receiving. However, anticipate the millage to go down 70% or even higher, because with the new full assessments, the revenue is going to be much greater. So I'm not seeing yours. I can't really say where you're at, but multiply it by 4 and then understand also that your assessment, your millage is going to be tremendously lower. The last time it was in half and they used 0.25%. This time they're using a full assessment. So I have talked to the commissioners. I'm very concerned about it. They're telling me that people will be surprised that they're not going to be anywhere near they are. But you know, again, until we see those mills, we don't know. Listen, Mark, good talking to you. The next call is Russ.
Yep, right.
Hello,
here.
Russ. Yeah, hi, Russ. Yep. How are you?
Yeah.
What can I?
Okay, my question concerns the red light cameras on all of the intersections where it would be deemed necessary. Because in Pennsylvania, apparently they're not allowed to have it. And I am aware of the so-called study going on in Philadelphia where they've got like 4 cameras up. But now with people running red lights, it's an epidemic in the Lehigh Valley. And too many people are, either getting, hurt at intersections or even killed. Why don't we have cameras on red lights around here?
There is a pilot program, and until that program gets, until they come back with the study, then I'm sure that it's going to be very difficult to try to pick up the support. What we did do, however, in work zones, there will be signs warning people that there will be, cameras there like they have in other states. But it's something that I'm not saying that it won't happen. I'm just have to say until that study's completed, that's going to make the decision on the folks on the Transportation Committee and the rest of the members of the House and Senate. But you bring up a good point, and it's something that we need to discuss. The next caller is Emma. Hello, Emma. How are you?
How are you doing, Mrs. Covello?
Hi.
I am a widower, and I every year the taxes go up, but the real estate, the school taxes, they are pretty high. So I don't think that the widower should pay taxes for the school, because, and also they don't have any children in the school. But I know it doesn't matter that you still have to pay, but, right now it's very hard for me.
Yeah.
Okay?
And I have to tell you that I do agree with you, especially when you're under a certain income. It becomes a very difficult thing. And the last thing I want to do is a senior having to move out of their house because they can't pay taxes. Because into that house will have exactly what your comment was about no children. Somebody, you sell your house, there'll be 2 or 3 kids moving in, and that's about a $60,000 expense to the school district. So I do agree with you, and I think I went over some of the bills. In all 3 of the bills that are out there, you're included in all 3. So hopefully you will be, one of those will help you. And my goal is to make it happen. The next call is Eugene. Hello,
I'm
Eugene.
Here.
Yes,
I'm here.
Hi. How are you?
Good evening, Senator. I'm
good
fine.
Evening.
I've had the pleasure of meeting with you several times at the Bangor VFW, at Memorial Day and various other functions. I had the pleasure of talking to you. My question to you is, why are people getting the amount of telephone calls people continue to call? They're not scams. They're robocalls. You can't talk to the individual to tell them to stop calling. And it was my understanding that there was something in the mill that the state was trying to do something about it. However, I have heard nothing since then, and I'd like to know, number one, have you been getting a lot of complaints about this? And number two, how do I stop them? And
right.
Yes, I am on a no-call list.
Okay. So here's what they've figured out a way of using a local number when they make the call to you.
I'm aware of that. Yes,
correct. And that is becoming the problem. The Attorney General is well aware of it and is investigating it. And they're going to stop it. This is something that was discussed with the Attorney General's office, and I'm confident that he's going to get a handle on it. That's what makes this much more difficult to. It's because they're using, and the majority of the scams are originating overseas from what I'm hearing. And it's a computer software calling thousands of people. So I just want you to know that the Attorney General is available, aware of it, and he's going to work on it. Okay,
and
Eugene?
You know, sir, there's the calls are not one call or two calls. I receive up to 5 and 6 calls a day from people, and I can't do anything about it other than not answer the call.
Yeah, can I ask you?
It's a little confusing,
yeah.
Especially when you get it. I'm in the 588-610-588 number. You can't talk to anybody. I even talked to the telephone company, and can't do anything about it.
The utility companies are trying to address it, but it's also a federal issue because this is not just our state. It's nationwide. And so they are working on it. The last thing I would say is, I don't know if you want to reapply for that no-call list, see what happens, the do-not-call list, and see if it helps you in any way. Okay? Thank you. Have a good evening. Joanne? Hello,
hi.
Joanne. How are you?
Yes, hi. I'm fine. Thank you. Yes, I live in Pennsylvania, and my husband and I have been living here now for 3.5 years, and I love it here. It's a beautiful state.
Uh-huh.
I'm from New York, and I have a home in Vegas, too. And my property here hasn't been going up. My husband keeps on telling me it's because of the school taxes. Now, me and my husband are seniors.
What school district do you live in?
The Poconos.
Poconos?
Pocono Mountain.
Yeah.
Pocono Mountain has not raised taxes, actually reduced taxes 5 years in a row, and it's been 7 years since they raised.
The Monroe County.
Yeah, but if you're in the Pocono Mountain School District, they've reduced taxes 5 years in a row, and it's 7 years that they haven't raised taxes. So they've been doing a pretty good job, but I have to tell you, I'm still we are working on something.
I just know that my taxes are over $3,000.
Yeah.
And school taxes is $2,500. The other $500 is just state.
I could have moved to Long Island.
No, the $500 is local and county.
Yeah, well, $2,500 is school taxes. I don't have any kids. My kids are graduated in college and have a successful job.
Right.
You know, this is it's a beautiful state, and with the taxes going up in New York and New Jersey, I work in a hotel, and I know a lot of people would love to move here. But why would they want to move from a state that has high taxes just to come here to have high taxes?
One of the advantages for us in Pennsylvania, for you, we don't tax your pension. That's a huge advantage, okay? But we also want to address that school property tax issue. And we are trying. I spoke about it earlier, and we will continue to do that. The next is Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, how are you?
Good. Thank you, Senator, for taking my call. I was concerned about the legislation to eliminate the school taxes,
mm-hmm.
and then pick up the state will pick up the taxes on sales tax and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
What effect would that have on the local control of the cost of the schools and the school's curricula?
None at all, because the school districts still make their budgets the way they normally do. And the way the rules are now, that if they decide that they want to raise taxes over the cost of living without, and they have, there's two things that they can exempt from, and one is any special education, special needs kids, and the other thing is the any debt that they've already incurred. outside of that, those two, if they raise the taxes over the cost of living, they have to go to the voter. So
yeah,
that's in place now. So they can do their budget, and that's all in place now. The voter can makes that decision.
But
they haven't been raising the tax over the cost of living, so you haven't had to do that.
How does the state distribute the funds back to the school district?
Whatever their taxes are now that they would have collected in those by the property on the depending on which one we do, sir. Now I have to tell you before we go any further, 76, we tried. We don't have the votes for it. So the only other two that are left is the owner-occupied residential, which is a much easier lift, or just the seniors, which is even easier lift. So the school would still be doing their, in those two occasions, the school district still writes their tax bills. Just from the house, however, from the home, the owner-occupied home, that number would appear on, when you get your school tax bill right now, there's a spot on your bill that says gaming. It's the gaming revenue, okay? It'll appear there as a reduction, okay? Have a good evening. The next is Richard. Richard, are you there?
Yes.
Yes. How are you, Richard?
All right. How are you tonight, sir?
Not too bad, sir. What can I do for
you? All right. The reason I'm calling up is the reassessment that's going on in Monroe County right now, and it's all tied in to property tax, school tax,
sure.
Being a senior citizen and being busted up, disabled. The Tyler Corporation was supposed to do their job, and they did a very poor job, half a job, whatever you want to spell it out or look at it. And the one gentleman did bring up a very good idea that if you stir the can of worms, there may be repercussions.
He said that one of my staffers said it, and I have to have a discussion with that, because the truth is, no, if you have an issue with your home, if you have comps, if somebody gave you an appraisal from your house and you have comps or homes similar next to you, then what you can do is go out and ask to have a hearing and bring that forth. But again, if you look at your property evaluation, assessment, remember that it is now at a full assessment and the prior one was at 25%. Multiply the prior one by 4. And then you're not going to really know until the millage comes in. And that millage, believe me, will be 70% less than what it was before. So just because you see that your numbers are a little bit higher does not mean that you're going to have an increase in property taxes. Elaine, you're next. Hi, Elaine.
I want to thank you for all your hard work. I've been watching this for you doing this for months now, in fact, years. I want to know how I can help. What senators can we contact or write letters and friends of mine or get on Facebook to put some pressure on these guys, because we want this to happen, especially for our senior citizens.
Call my office tomorrow, they can give you who voted for the bill and who didn't. And then you know what I'm saying? And in some of those cases, there's five that did vote for it that are no longer that either retired. Or lost. So it would be good to go to but understand this, unless they hear from the people that vote them in, and that's the people within their Senate districts, a call from us doesn't help, because it has to be, because they're going to see that you're not voting for them. They're going to vote for the people in their district, what they say. And frankly, I would have expected them to hear from them. And I'm not sure that it does. But we can share that information with you. Just call my office. They'll give you the full voting on who voted and who didn't. Okay?
And one more thing. I'm married to a retired state policeman, and it has been years since the state police retired gentlemen have gotten a raise. I mean, I'm talking better than 20 years. I just wondered if at any point, isn't anybody going to look at their retirees and see what, you know, maybe
it's
give them at least
well,
a small raise? Yeah, even a cost of living. It's been a long time.
Well, this is going to, if we do it, it comes from the pension fund. And the pension fund is, you know, the last, in 2009, 2010, the pension contributions from the state, the last Rendell year, were $415 million. Today, they're almost $3 billion in the budget, part of the budget. Now, we've hit the top. It's been growing to that point. It'll be there for about another 3 or 4 years, and then it'll start to go on the decline. Until you fund the pension properly, there's no money, really, to be able to do the cost of living. I would do it tomorrow. I agree with you. The next call is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Senator Scavello. This is
How
Paul Smith. You and I have talked many times. I'm calling to you about the problem, as you well know, in Hamilton Township concerning the Greenview Properties, LLC, Hard Rock Trucking, with the amount of fill that's been coming in for the last 2 years, since 2017. They've been bringing in various contaminated fill, and a lot of people have been involved in it. Now, there's 175 local residents that are involved in this, where we've gone to zoning board meetings for 2 years now, and nothing has been accomplished but a bunch of gobbledygook between the attorneys. The zoning board has not done enough to stop what's going on. The values of these properties that exist in Hamilton Township, I mean, could be devalued because of the contaminated soil that is being brought into this particular area.
I depend on DEP. They're doing testing there. They're watching it very closely. We've had them limit the time of operation so they don't come there at night. They made one mistake, and they had one truck there one night, and they heard about it from us. So we're watching them very closely. The last thing I want to see this. Now, you know these permits were issued by the municipality and everyone else back before I had the district. But I want you to know that it is being monitored, and we're doing what we can to protect you. I agree with you. I've been there, and if I lived there, I would be furious. And so, we are working through it. The next call is Diane. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Senator. I just wanted to talk about the personal inheritance tax and the personal income tax. Those are the two taxes that are on my mind, especially the fact that my husband and I worked very hard to, you know, have money for my son. Luckily, when my husband passed, I inherited that money. That bill was passed, I don't know how many years ago, that the wife could inherit the money, you know, without paying tax on it. But now, since my husband has passed and I'm looking at passing this on to my son, and my son said, I'd like to retire here, Mom, but I'm telling him, I think I'm going to have to move out of Pennsylvania, because for you to inherit this money, you have to pay 4.5%, you know, of what I've worked hard for. So that was my first, you know, how there's only, I think it's either 7 or 13 states.
But let me just stop. First of all, we have any states that have a personal income tax, we're one of the lowest. It doesn't go up or down. It's at that number. We did get rid of the capital stock and franchise tax, which was a double tax on business. We also got rid of the inheritance tax on the family farm. So when the farmer passed, he used to sell a piece of his farm so that the family would have to sell a piece of the farm in order to pay the inheritance tax. It is something, I agree with you, it's a double tax. You've already paid taxes on those dollars, okay? And so it's like a double tax. And believe me that we are looking at that very closely, and hopefully well, in the next few years, you'll see what you'll like what we're going to do. Okay? The next call is from Ed. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Mario. How are you?
Very good. Ed, where do you live? Because I see noises. Where do you live on off I-80?
Camelback.
Camelback.
Half a mile, according to the new county map.
All
or the township map. My wife and I measured it out on the map, and it's a half a mile as the crow flies from 80 at the between the Swiftwater and the Bartonsville or the Tannersville exit.
Well, we are looking at the widening of I-80, and I recommend people to get on the phone on the computer and vote for it. If we are recommending, and as soon as I-80 happens, which it will, to six lanes, they will have to put the noise on both sides, the walls, the barricade. So just keep your fingers crossed. As soon as I-80 gets going, the first part is to Bartonsville, but before Bartonsville even before that first part gets completed, that second piece will start, and there you'll get your walls. It has to be part of the bigger project. We have an online question in regard to I-80 to six lanes. Now, you understand I-80 was built for approximately 10,000 cars a day, and they're saying by the year 2025 that I-80 will have over 120,000 vehicles a day. And the question is, should be looking at widening to six or stay the way we are? And I'd appreciate your input if you can go on the online and answer. Thank you. The next question is from Joseph. Joseph, how are you?
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead, Joe. What can I do for you?
I was asking about our coal industry here in Pennsylvania. You know, that's Ford just stayed for 100 years. Coal is gone. Come on. I don't know why they keep pushing it. There's no way, even if they open a new coal mine, 2,000 employees are going to be replaced by 20 because of automation. We all know that. So why can't we get the Republican legislator and the Democrat together and start working on our solar stuff? All our new energies and new business. That's the future. We can't keep arguing about coal.
Okay. Joe, first of all, my legislation last session, what was happening is our SRACs, our credits, were being purchased from us, and they were developing the solar out of state and in other states. That has stopped. Because of my legislation, you can't purchase our credits and build outside the state. So if you notice, there's a lot more solar projects in Pennsylvania will continue to do so. I believe solar is getting to a point that it really is not that expensive anymore to invest. The solar panels are a third less in size, and they're more efficient. And today they have a new way of with the panel. They have a mirror that backs into the mirror, and it shoots back to the panel as the sun moves. So I'm now working on a bill for community solar that people can invest in a project, and they will get the credits on their bill from that community solar. The next caller is Fred.
Hello, Mario. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Okay. Right. All right. Little technical foible there, I suppose.
Yeah. Well,
hey,
you know, this is it's actually phenomenal because you can talk to 35,000 people and very inexpensive rather than send a paper card with photos in it. I get to speak to you. I do this about 4 or 5 times a year. I enjoy doing it. So, Fred,
SB 76 is awesome, but, you know, Pennsylvania has the highest gas tax in the nation. We're getting killed. I mean, here in the Stroudsburg School District, we're just hammered. It's brutal. What are you specifically doing in Harrisburg to cut spending?
If you look at our budgets over the last 4 or 5 years, they've been less than in employees alone, state employees, we're down about 6,000 employees at the state level with computerization and all. Because remember, government doesn't create the jobs, it's you guys. So we've reduced our workforce, our state workforce, for about approximately 6,000 in the last 8 years. And we're constantly looking at that. So that's one point. But you did mention gas tax, and I want to answer the question. Are you aware that between Monroe and Northampton County, those two counties, okay, we have more state roads than the whole state of New Jersey? Let me say that again. In miles of roads, the two counties that I represent have more state miles of roads than the whole state of New Jersey. And that's, you know, and I can tell you we probably have more bridges than the whole state because of our waterways. So when we deal with that, you have to look at that first. And secondly, when that gas tax was put in, 20% increase every year to the municipalities, it's called liquid fuels, that they get those dollars to fix their roads and maintain their roads. For a five-year period, they got a 20% increase all 5 years. If we didn't do that, you know what would have happened, right? Your local property tax would have been going up every year to help those municipalities. Go walk into any one of the municipalities and ask them, in a five-year period, what those numbers were. Some were 300,000, 400,000. Every one of them was based on the miles of roads that they had. So at the same time, we looked at your property tax at the same time. Jerry is the next call. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Mario. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I was listening to your conversation, and this may come as a surprise to you, but I'm one of the few seniors that actually does not feel that the Senate bill favoring the senior citizens would be fair to the younger people. I look at it this way. I mean, I've been through Senate Bill 64 with the school boards and stuff like that. I've been involved listening to politicians talking about, you know, either deferring or switching the tax burden someplace else. And I look at it this way. I had my bite of the apple. I went to school and somebody paid for me. My kids went to school and somebody helped share the bill with me. Mm-hmm. And now I have no kids. And I can't get two bites of the apple. I just don't think it's fair.
Well, I appreciate that, Jerry. I appreciate that. But understand also, it's going to be income-based. So depending on where the seniors' numbers are, it would not be, it's not going to be, if they're making $100,000 a year in income or whatever, it's going to be income-based. And we haven't really came up with a number yet, maybe that $50,000 number. But it's income-based. The last thing I want to see is them moving out of their homes because they can't afford it anymore. There are people that are in that position, and unfortunately, we're trying to help them. Felicita, hello?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? My pleasure.
So I'm just becoming a realtor, by the way, in the area. I heard you talking about the comps and all. I'm an existing realtor in New Jersey and New York, but I'm still looking for more income because I don't know if you know how we get fleeced with leads and all that and how we have to pay. So just so you know, I had qualified for a workforce program, and mm-hmm. I took an IT course, which mm-hmm. I'm almost finishing. I'm taking my final exam tomorrow.
Well, good
luck.
I'm
gonna try to, they're letting me take as many courses as I want until I run my ABT income. And mm-hmm. so that's soon to come. And so I'm going to try to get into securities and all that. But here's my point. I actually sent an email to your office because it's kind of lengthy and just expressing concerns about how workforce is being fleeced. I'm taking the course, for instance, online, and the online classes should be a lot cheaper. They're not competitive. And so that extra money that if the government – I was watching Ivanka Trump, by the way, talking about workforce on Facebook this morning, live in Colorado. So it prompted me that maybe I do have something to say to you when I got your invitation. And so the money that they could save could be as much as $2,000 or $3,000. Okay, maybe even more.
Can we do this? Can you give me a call, or I have your number? Is that I'll call you at that number tomorrow, so I can take more time with the issue. Now I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
I-80 widening to six lanes. Where do you
You know what? You know it. I know it. We all know it. Pennsylvania is growing by leaps and bounds. We have some of the people who sold the Kalahari to the Kalahari people are coming back bigger, better, and it's going to drive a lot more people, which is why I'm getting my license in PA. So we're definitely going to need a lot more lanes. Any other state that I go to, especially like California, Florida, and, of course, they're newer states than PA, but they have like five lanes one way only. So this is really a big task for you. Like you said, I appreciate you mentioned that the two counties that you service is huger than the roadways in covering New Jersey.
A lot of people have no idea. Yeah.
New Jersey is huge. It's huge. I'm telling you, most New Jerseyans don't cover New Jersey the way I do. And
yeah,
to say that two counties is bigger than the whole state of New Jersey, wow. That's all I could say.
Bay roads.
Yeah.
Please, thank you so much, and we'll give you a call in the morning, okay? Thank you. The next is Esther. Hello,
yes.
Esther. How are you?
Hi, Mr. Marriott. How are you? You
fine,
know who I
fine.
Am.
Yes,
Ron Richardson's girlfriend, Ron.
Oh,
thanks
all right.
For your
how's Ronnie?
Telethons. He
tell
just
everybody,
had a,
tell everybody
had,
who Ron is. Who did he play with?
He's a legendary Motown singer. He
yes,
just had
he
his hip replacement surgery, and he's doing quite well.
Good.
Yes,
thank you. Tell him I said hello.
I will. He wondered why you guys never called him back for the thing at the telethon. He sang there.
You know what?
I
was just as disappointed he wasn't there. I don't have anything to do with it, but I'll make sure that, you know, that he gets called next year because I look forward to listening to him.
Oh, he's great. He'll be at the Sycamore Grill in Delaware Water Gap on the 2nd of August on a Friday. But I didn't call for him. I'm calling for me. All these years, I've raised my daughter's children. I left New York for her, and I lived in her attic. Both my granddaughters are now in college. My oldest granddaughter is going to be All Catholics DSU to become a physician's assistant. The second one is going to Penn State, and now they want Grandma to leave. And I am 70 years old now, and I have a
you sound like
Social
you're
Security.
A 25-year-old young lady. So
I well, thank
you're on
you.
A waiting list. Where are you on a waiting list?
They said 5 to 7 years for Monroe County housing assistance for like a subsidy, and I'm applying for Whitestone Commons on 611 for an apartment for myself to get out of my daughter's attic, which is 28 stairs up and down, and Monroe County subsidy because I only
Esther,
get.
Esther, have you tried the other two homes in that are based off of income and? In Mount Pocono, there's two relatively new ones there as well, right on
they,
the bus route and everything.
Do you know the names of them? I have some names, but that's not the problem.
Esther, call my office in the morning, and we'll see what we can do for you, okay? And just tell them you spoke to me on the phone. The next caller is from Barbara. Hello, Barbara. Barbara,
hello.
Are you there? Hi, Barbara.
Yes. I have a question that maybe everybody would like to know the answer to. I have the real estate tax bill in front of me, and I would like to know if that amount that they call the assessment, is that the entire amount that they consider your home to be worth?
Exactly.
Or is it a percentage of it?
No, that's the entire amount. Now, the old
assessment
that you had before was 25% of the entire amount. So if you take your old bill out, multiply that assessment by 4, okay, it will give you where you are. Then understand that the millage rate will get reduced dramatically, and that's what determines what the number is, okay?
I don't know about that. Now, there's my assessment.
But
is like,
Esther,
it's less
where
than
do you
it
live?
Was before.
Esther, where do you live?
At Barbara.
Barbara, where do you live?
I live in Northampton School.
No,
District.
Barbara, your bill stays the same. You have not been reassessed. It's just Monroe. Your bill will be the same. Okay? I'm sorry to that. It's just that the assessment is just in Monroe County, so any of the Northampton callers, you don't have to worry about the assessment. The next caller is David. David, how are you?
This is David speaking.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm from the Bath area in Lehigh Valley here.
Yeah, Marsha Hahn's territory.
Marsha Hahn's territory, yes.
She does a great job for you guys, really does.
Yes, she does. But anyway, the phone call came in. I figured, well, I'm going to talk to Mario this time. But anyway, naturally, school taxes is on my mind for a long time already. And, seeing both sides of the fence, for this many years, I think we should try to go with the homestead-farmstead exemption, part of the pie or part of the system, rather than completely, eliminating the whole deal. I think that's going to be the easier way to go, to get past. And so
I introduced 805, and by the way, Representative Hans introduced that same bill in the House of Representatives, what you're asking for. So let's keep our fingers crossed and let's get it done, okay? The next caller is Cindy.
Hello?
Yes, Cindy, how are you? I just read about this fireworks stuff. There's a bill that's being introduced that I co-sponsored that limits the days, and it also, what it does is it limits the times. It can only be done on the holidays. It can't be done every day of the week until 2 o'clock in the morning. And that bill is being introduced shortly, and hopefully by the end of the year we'll have it in place. I agree.
Mario?
Yes. How are you?
I have a question. Hello. How are you?
Good. Very good.
You know me.
Yes.
I do have a question pertaining to the property tax, too.
Okay. Okay.
Whatever. And the fireworks, that's minimal. That was just like, how did this happen? Whatever. Okay. When you're saying about the seniors,
mm-hmm.
What about disabled people? Are they included?
You know what? That's a very good point.
No, it is. To me personally, it is critical.
Okay.
I have no children, and I am disabled, and I own my own home. So I hope you understand.
I understand. My young lady just made a note of it, and we will look at it very closely. We'll take care of it. We'll look at it. Luann? Hello, Luann.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is incarcerated for life here in Pennsylvania. It was a mandatory sentence. The judge had no leeway. That's what he had to give her. And as you know, life in Pennsylvania means life. They will die in prison. Senator Street he introduced a bill, but he had to rewrite it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know the number right now. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I have not. I have not seen the bill. I will tell you that I will look at it. I'll be very honest with you. I've been very supportive of giving people a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem that we have is when they get out, we need to be able to help them get work. We can't just say, here you, we're going to give you the opportunity, but the money that we save by the incarceration part, what we need to do is invest with some, give some type of incentive to a business to hire them. Because if they are not out there working, they're going to be back, and we don't want that. We want that opportunity. So I have been very supportive, and I will continue to do so. The next caller is Robert. Hello, Robert. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
How you doing, Mario? Please.
Very good.
Glad you took my call. Of course, I'm retired, 75. My questions, basically, it's from what I've listened to your different the viewers' comments. They definitely said that, according to you or your comments, is that 76 bill is dead. Now it's either going to be for seniors or that the other one that you proposed for a reduction or elimination or whatever they can come up with. Do you think that'll really fly?
Robert, I'm going to tell you, there's nobody up here working harder on the issue. They might be working at the same level, but not harder. Now,
oh, I know you
I would vote for anything that reduces
mm-hmm.
or eliminates taxes. Now, I will tell you that if you can't get the whole apple, then you try to get some pieces of it And then hopefully down the road, we can go that direction when people see that this thing really works.
Well, I understand. The way you explained it, it's income related. So if retirees, senior citizens, whatever you want to call us, if we break a threshold, then, of course, it seems that...
Hello? Yeah. I'm sorry. For some reason, we got cut off. If I'm going to reach out to you and everyone else, I'm sorry, but you know we have a full hour and it looks like the hour is up. But I want to thank everyone for listening. If you are on the line and had questions, I will myself or my staff will personally call you in the morning. Most likely it'll be me. So you'll in the next couple of days you will receive a call from me if I can't do it all at one time. But I appreciate everyone calling in. Your comments are very important. You can call me at any time. You can contact my office up in Harrisburg, which is 717-787-6123. And I'm going to give you my personal cell phone, 570-269-6349. 570-269-6349. We took all the questions in order, and unfortunately, we ran out of time. But remember two of the upcoming events that I have in the Senate District. On August 10th, I'll be co-hosting the Trail to Town Family Jamboree at the Wingap Park on 3rd Avenue in Wingap from noon to 3. This is a free event. It'll be held rain or shine. We'll feature various exhibitors and outdoor activities, including learn how to fish, learning fire safety, live reptile show, and much more. Please feel free to come down with the whole family out there and enjoy the event, and we can speak Saturday, August 10th from noon to 3. Also, mark your calendar for September 14th from 1 to 4 p.m. when we'll be hosting the Get Outdoors event at Broadhead Creek Park in Stroud Township. There'll be an outdoor activities for the whole family to enjoy, and that's Saturday, September 14th from noon to 4. So if you can't make the Wingap event, you can make the Broadhead Creek event. And I want to thank again all of you for participating, and to see you next time. And if you'd like, again, you have my cell phone number. You can contact me on my cell. Thank you so much, and have a great evening.